With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I feel like there's a little holiday cheer, a little pep in your step because you are almost winter, Mary.
I'm almost winter, Mary. I got one more day to Christmas holiday.
One day.
Hanukkah break, all the holidays. We're inclusive around here.
I love it. What do you have anything planned or is it really like this? Is this a recovery? I mean,
no, I have so much planned. I have something every day this week of social obligations.
What are you obligated to socialize and do?
Monday, I got to go to Original Joe's for dinner with my friends. It's a girls' dinner. Tuesday, my old coworkers are taking me out for my engagement. Wednesday, I'm going to do a podcast
when she
with
does
you.
That too, by the way, she shows the hand with the ring, like engagement, because she's a fiance.
I'm a monster. And I'm meeting my finance guy on Wednesday. Thursday, I'm going to another high school friend's holiday party. And then Friday, I'm pretty free. Saturday's Christmas Eve. Then it's Christmas. Whew. I'm already exhausted.
Oh my gosh.
That's already 1 week into break.
That's wild. That sounds like, but that's like a fun week. That's a week of fun.
A week of
maybe
fun.
Maybe minus the finance guy. Or maybe, I don't know.
I think it's minus the finance guy.
Yeah, okay. Minus the finance guy. That sounds lovely though.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Work?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I still work.
I still but I feel like a lot of people don't really, they're pretending to work.
A lot of people I feel like in the entertainment biz get these kind of weeks off. And so in general, it is a slower time. People are like relaxing. I think this
people
year
don't
feels
have
like,
kid like people have kids at home. People are traveling. They've been to prison.
Oh, Lou. I just feel like too is it feels like a year of people being really burnt out. And so I think this is going to be a nice break for people to hopefully be able just to spend time with family, catch up on all the shows. There's so much to watch now. I literally cannot keep up.
That's what I'm like. I'm frustrated because the construction is not done on my home. So I feel like next week during the day, it's going to be hard for me. And I'll just have to probably go to my parents because I just want to be cozy and I just want to catch up. Like I started Bad Sisters, the Apple TV show. I started that
what
on
do you think
Saturday.
Of that?
I love it. You know, it's like
well, it's
all
Irish
the things.
Fam.
It's Irish. It is a murder story. It's about sisters. I mean, what's not to love? Like obsessed. Michael's watching it with me. I think it's a co-ed situation show.
Okay.
I'm only episode one into Harry and Meghan. I just that Meghan, she's on my list.
Okay, so
and that's
I
the shit the, list.
Oh, God. She's on your naughty it's, list, naughty or nice?
No, it's the shit list.
Okay,
it's not
relax.
Even the naughty list.
All right, relax.
She bothers me so much.
So I watched the first three. I watched the first three, and I just felt for me, it feels very Harry's more genuine on camera than like she is. It feels like
she's a liar,
like,
liar, liar face.
No, but then so my mom has started to watch. So the final three. Yeah. AKA the next three came out today and my mom started watching and she called me and she said, I've done a 180.
Oh,
she's like, I love them. Wow. I get it now. I understand why they did what they did. So I'm very, very curious.
I understand why they did what they did, but I don't like her.
Well, maybe the next three will change your opinion. I mean.
And I don't like that Kate either. And I don't like William either.
Uh-oh. She's a royal hater.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's still going to put the man hours in and watch it to tell you that she doesn't like it. It's a hate watch for Mary.
Right. I feel like Meghan Markle's like, she's up there. She's in Montecito and she's like, hey, Ellen. Hey, Oprah. Like, let's all hang.
Maybe.
And she's like, let's go out and check on the chickens and the gardening. And
so I'm feeling a little jealousy.
I'm not jealous.
That's what a jealous person would say. Now I think what it was is Mary, when she was younger, thought she was, she's like, okay, Prince William, yeah. But I think I'm going with Harry because I think it's more like Harry was all, didn't you always feel like when we were growing up, it's like William was the hot one. Harry was the one that you're like, my mom, but that's the attainable.
My mom always told me, I think she thought me and Harry would be a great match. She told me that for years. So
this whole thing, you hate Megan because you're jealous. Oh my God. You're an MM. She's an MM. Oh my God. She stole your man.
I was basically on Suits. They asked me. I held the briefcase for...
She wears a suit sometimes.
I held the briefcase. I've held a briefcase one time with
Cash. Oh my God, you made a deal? You made a deal? Oh my gosh. You've come to LA before.
I'll watch the whole thing. I do like her because she did go to a Catholic school, so we have that in common.
Okay, so you're jealous, and that's fine. That's fine. Also, guys, we're going to do a separate episode about it because you can't just give 5 minutes to Miami. We need like a full separate.
Full deep
dive. It is fantastic. Peacock. Okay, guys, I figured it out now.
And they want you. Miami's so good that everyone's going to have to get Peacock.
But
and
here's that's what they're getting us. No. I'm going to switch it around. Peacock has a bigger subscribership because there's more on there that I think they're going to get more casual fans into Miami. Think about people who get Peacock because they want to watch the sports that are offered there. And then all of a sudden they're like, what's this Miami show? I think it actually has a larger subscriber base than what Bravo.
You think the people that are watching sports are like, what's this Miami show?
I watch English Premier League on Peacock now that I have your login.
I still don't know how I watch anything. I have that, you know, the Hulu, whatever, the Hulu Premium Life, or whatever. Yeah. I've never used it.
The cable?
Yeah.
Peacock is great because it's actually easier. The commercials are shorter. And if you can just wait like 12 hours, you can watch it the next day, the episodes.
I don't think you need live TV at all anymore.
I like my DirecTV stream, so I still do that because, like, for instance, well, I didn't watch it, but
you can't get that here, I don't think. I actually don't think you can get it here. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. But that's okay. That's okay.
But what happened?
You were supposed to call and you didn't want to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. uh-huh. But I mean, it's like, you know.
I just get in my convictions.
It's okay. I love that.
I tried to sign up online. I remember this. Yes. And they wouldn't let me sign up online. I got frustrated. So I was like, screw you.
And you said, why can't I do this? And I said, here, Mary, here's the phone number you have to call. And you said, I'm not doing that. So that's just what it was.
It's the principle.
Right. But you've got, okay. So you've got Miami there. Okay, guys, Southern Hospitality. Again, it's not good. It's good.
Okay. You know? It's so bad. It's good.
Yes, so bad it's good with Ryan Bailey, guys. You guys should listen to him too. But no, it's just like G. Lily, she's just a star. And I'm afraid that the supporting cast, like G. Lily, Mikkel, Maddie, I'm enjoying Mia. They keep saying Will's a model. And I'm like, a model for what? I don't understand. Maybe he's a before picture. I don't know. I just don't find him charismatic. But, and then TJ.
On TJ's Monday. I'm all caught up on Winter House, but like, honestly, Monday, I got two Southern Hospitalities I need to catch up on.
Okay.
I'm going to catch up on all the Harry and Meghans. I haven't watched any of Miami. I still have to solve the Casey Anthony mystery.
No, you don't have to solve anything. That was salved. You have nothing to solve there.
No, it's new.
I don't know why. Bullshit, and I'm sorry. I refuse to watch it.
I'm definitely already.
You have bad takes here and there.
That is not true. It's not true. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got Southern House. Mary, you're going to die when you watch Miami. It's just, it is fantastic. Just knowing what we know, there's a hot mic moment at the end of episode 4 with Lenny. It is, you're watching the demise of this marriage. And because we know what we know going into the season, you know, it is just, the women just bring it. They are so fantastic. I'm obsessed. The new episode came out today. The finale of Winter House is tonight. And you guys, underwhelmed with the season of Winter House.
Well, we were last season too, but it's just, this is how you have to think about Winter House. It's just kind of like a sprinkle. It gives you a little touch.
It's an amuse bouche.
Yeah. It's just a little. House,
the appetite or the entree.
And yeah. You know what?
What?
I don't think. Well, should we just say about our DMs?
No.
Okay.
Cool. Nothing good, guys. Don't worry about it. But I just, you know, I do enjoy. There's a lot of like, there's just so much content, guys. How are we?
Oh, what happened to Kate Chastain's pregnant.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
And I think like she's engaged.
Looks, that rock is pretty big on her hand. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited because Captain Lee is going to be such a good grandpa.
So Captain Lee also is off the ship.
So it seems like Captain Lee lost. So guys, I haven't been keeping up with Below Deck. There are two. It's like Drag Race for me. Okay. Like there's literally a season every week. Like something new is happening. I can't keep up anymore, but I did see he left.
Yeah. Okay. And then tomorrow SLC reunion is happening. Will Jen Shaw go?
Okay. So today though, you guys did. So today was her original sentencing, right? Her house was raided. They found a ton of counterfeit designer bags, fake jewelry, all this stuff, which is also like, duh. I just think, you know, most of these women, I think, are going to Canal Street kind of thing and buying these fakes. But I think you're right, Mary. I thought for sure Jen would not be there, but I think she's going to be there.
Remember when you said 5 minutes ago I had
some
bad taste?
I said some bad takes.
Hot takes. And now you're switching to my team.
I guess I'm going to give you this one. When I'm wrong,
the truth will be told tomorrow.
I mean, if she doesn't wear that stupid little villain hat or something, like I can't imagine that her lawyers are telling her that it is a good idea to do this. Like the whole thing. And then, you know, Tamara like released today too, like kind of said, oh, you know, when Jen Shaw was at BravoCon in my hotel room, she like stole all the alcohol from my room. And I'm like, this Jen Shaw. I mean, when like
she
said,
hit the mini bar hard.
When she said, I am not toxic or terrifying this week, and I was like, you are literally the most toxic and terrifying person on Bravo for me. Is there someone worse?
I was very frustrated by her this
But week. Who's worse than her? Is there anybody within the Bravo sphere? Like Ashley Jacobs from Southern Charm, maybe? Like, I feel like everything that Jen has done is so, I mean, with jail. You know, the elderly fraud. I really think that Jen might be the worst on Bravo. If somebody has any other nominations, we're open. People are like, I think she's worse than Danielle Staub. Was she? I mean.
It's like, it's so forgettable too.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think about these dark times that we've had with these housewives and they couldn't be worse. And then someone hits the mark again.
Right. The bar keeps just raising.
Mm-hmm.
It just, once you think, or you can't go any lower, you do.
Yeah.
It keeps happening. Did you also see, so Kendall and Kylie, like Jenner, they were in Aspen and they went to Kemosabe and they made a TikTok with Rinna's sound from the episode.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Like, amazing. I think it's so funny.
That is.
Okay, I'm going to be a little controversial here. It's going to be an unpopular opinion because I'm not shaming. But have you seen Amelia Hamlin lately, Amelia Gray?
This is so weird. My friend sent me a text. She's only 21.
Have you seen her new look?
She's 35 with the thin eyebrows. She had the bleached eyebrows. Now she has these like
thin eyebrows. She got that buccal fat removal. It looks like she's had a nose job. It's just, it worries me.
Understand.
It worries me. It worries me.
She looks a lot older.
It's just, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And then Sutton had her Xmas party and she had a who's who. We got people like Denise is there. Kyle's there. Luann. Crystal. Garcelle. Kathy.
So Kathy and Kyle at the same party.
Did not see Rinna nor Erica.
I'm okay with that.
I wonder, like, could, now if Kyle is smart, this is the group you stay with, and you absolutely put Rinna and Erica on the back burner there, and you kind of let them do what they've got to do. And that would make for a great season.
Honestly, I just want this cast to stay the exact same.
It will, minus Diana though, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But
that's fair.
I think it will.
Or, and you know what? Erica and Rinna will probably have, like, do filming with Diana, even though she's not going to be on the show, but they'll probably film with her because they'll go visit her in Hawaii.
You're right. Yep. Yep. But they'll be like, Diana, Rinna's friend.
They'll get onto Diana's plane and we'll be like, Diana's plane, Rinna's friend. Actually, then it will
Rinna's
be like
friend, Rinna's friend's fiance, Erica, and child.
Erica used to have a plane.
Yeah, PJs were great. Anything else of like that was newsworthy for you?
So mm-hmm. Kathy Hilton did something with Bryce Sanders, like come into my home. And
like
she
an MTV crib style.
Yeah. And she said something about getting like a Christmas card from Rinna or sending her a Christmas card. She said Lisa.
Hochstein? Woo?
I don't know. But I was like,
curious. Well, I think something happened at the People's Choice Awards that.
A reconciliation.
I also think.
I mean, Rinna Teddy would tell us.
I really think Rinna plays a part. Like, I think she thinks she's fully acting in all of these seasons. So I could see her on the off season, like, being friendly.
But when she's a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hustler and a swinger. Pineapples everywhere in that home.
What? Now, Mary, are you a White Lotus fan, by the way?
That's also, there's so much TV. I watched the first episode and I loved it. I just need some time, some Mary time to just.
Some Mary.
I just want some Mary time to be alone in my bed all day to watch TV. Okay. And I'm not even going to get to do that on Monday. Not because I don't have the time.
Oh.
Because there'll be loud noises in my home.
Sounds like you got to get an Airbnb for the week or something. Just rent a hotel room just to watch TV. Honestly, it sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a dream. Shall we take a little break and then come back with Potomac?
Absolutely.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person.
obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And we're back with the Real Housewife of Potomac. This episode was called Cleaning Up the Mess. Did they have new taglines?
No.
Oh,
not to my recollection.
Maybe they haven't played the taglines for weeks.
Could be. I really feel like they're trying to phase the taglines out on Potomac, at least.
I was like, I don't remember some of these.
The three wick candle for Karen that sounds like three way. Yeah, I don't think that they're... Are you checking to see if they have new taglines? Because they did do that in an episode. Remember they did that in New York once Tinsley left? They gave everybody new taglines. Yeah.
I'm like a mint in your mouth. I don't know why that stands out, but that was a Dorinda one, I believe.
I do remember a mid-season tagline change.
For New York, yeah. Okay. So, what is this? Like, Karen has, like, Karen's has a song. Like, what's going on with Karen? Guys, I'm
well, so Karen is not, she doesn't have a podcast or anything like that. And she's never copied anyone, like, on candles or, like, anything like that. But she is thinking about having a ladies' night in that there would be
Grand Dame and friends,
that there would be a stage and she could maybe change outfits and
she'd have some performers
and there would be a Q&A section.
Keep up with Karen. Also, welcome back, Matt. I don't know if you recall him from previous seasons. And also, he was like at one point kind of like Melissa Gorga's assistant, too.
He makes the rounds.
He really does. I can't
help that Karen's been inspired by her friend Wendy Williams.
Definitely,
you know?
Not Giselle telling her about their life podcast. Definitely not Reasonably Shady Live.
No.
Definitely not.
This is not a podcast. This is just a fun ladies' night in. Also, what was Karen doing in her indoor sauna with... I felt like I can understand. I think some people go in special suits in a sauna to sweat things out in like a detox thing, or like I think some people have those bags at their home that they put on and heat up,
like that they zip up and stuff.
She was literally like Missy Elliott
Is it worth it?
I was like, you're wearing like a cute outfit in the sauna to sweat. Like, I'd wear that on the street. No.
Wait. So, wait, what Missy Elliott outfit are you talking about?
Remember
then? The all black outfit?
And it, I guess it puffed up, huh? Was there air going through it?
It was
like the car
like
wash things?
It was kind of like, it was kind of like a Michelin.
Just before those car wash things, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cute to you. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Karen's outfit was cute to me.
Oh, okay. But it looked like.
I guess it was a cross between.
Cute and
I just don't think it was actually meant for the sauna.
Okay.
I guess that's my point.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of our girl, Candace. Candace, congratulations. You are a Howard University MBA grad. You're throwing a party. I mean, this is just Candace's season. Is it though? We said we're candy canes. I think so. You don't think so? I think she's really got the audience on her side this season.
I'd agree with that.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like this is her season. Like, I feel like there's been so many seasons where we've been so annoyed with Candace. And this is the season where we're like, she got us.
Well, and she is like, apologizes to Karen, you know, the producer did remind her and she is well aware of that now that she said that. But I also love how nobody's really like, well, it's not true. Nobody's saying that. That's not
they're more like, sorry, I put it on camera.
Sorry, I outed you. And we all know it's true.
Mm-hmm. It's kind
of. But Karen's not even being like, the audacity. I can't believe they would do this to Ray. She's just like, all right, thanks, girl.
Maybe she thinks if you don't blow any smoke, there's no fire. Just sweep it under the rug. I don't know. You wrote a good note in here that reminds me, like, Wendy's been only really filming with Eddie.
I mean, thank God, because we get to see more Eddie.
Yeah,
but
we'll take more Eddie anytime. But again, I think she got here's what bothers me, okay? When they make progress in the show, I hate when the show comes out and then, like, as they relive the episodes, like, now Robin is giving all the, you know, she gives these interviews about Wendy and she doesn't like her, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, in this episode, though, they, like, make up. And it's so frustrating sometimes because I'm like, it must be so hard. I can't believe I'm like empathizing with reality stars right now, but like, it must be so hard to film these things, have like this like roller coaster of emotions as you go through filming. And then as you relive it back, you probably get like the same emotion happening. So you get mad again.
Absolutely.
Or you like start these things again. And then it's like, whoa, didn't we like move past this?
Yeah.
But no.
You know what, though? You know what? There's nothing sexier than a man picking you up from the airport. If you get that, someone you love to pick you up at the airport, whew, that's a solid relationship.
What if they send you a car?
No. It's different. I mean, I'd still accept the car, but taking the time to pick you up. Wow, wow, wow.
What if the airport's really far?
No, that's the whole point. It's like that you're so excited to see me that you're going to pick me up from the airport. And if you bring me flowers, whoop, baby.
Do your pants just fall off? Did they just fall off?
This is like so sweet.
I mean, I think it's sweet, but I also think it's like a lot more convenient when you live near the airport.
Nobody lives next to the airport.
You live much closer to the airport than I live to.
It's not even in San Francisco, the airport.
How far do you live from the airport? Less than 20 minutes.
No. No.
Guys, Mary lives in Terminal A at SFO, and she keeps acting like she lives so far.
It's just a really nice thing to do, you know?
I agree, but I got to tell you, LAX for me is very far.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is I'll send you a black car even. I'm not even UberXing. I'm giving you an Uber black, which means it can come into the terminal and it can pick you up. And they could drop you off at my house. And maybe I have things prepared at the house.
That's nice, too. It's just it makes it, it's a really personal touch when someone picks you up from the airport. That's
not personal, I guess.
Also, then it just like made me think, okay, you know, so we got Reasonably Shady, the podcast, you know, Karen's got some ventures going. Wendy's got her hand in a bunch of different ventures. And then Candace, you know, she's got the singing career. Ashley does not promote anything.
Tiki Talks.
But that's not a business.
She had Oz the restaurant.
She has no ventures. It's just like something interesting to think about. Is this going to change? Because, okay, there's no update on this divorce, right? We know she's hitting it hard with our Lukey. I think they're going to spend New Year's Eve together. I think she'll get the boys for Christmas. She has the cutest picture of the boys in front of this Christmas tree. John C. Reilly is like,
he's a star.
He is
so flipping adorable.
I also just feel like she's really happy right now. Like, she's like, so, you know, they're really cute. They fill us in that they're together. And then when she comes back home, I feel like she's got this smile on her face.
She got the D.
She's like, hey guys, just checking in on you. Things are going well over here. And I feel like she's just telling us, like, I had a great weekend with Luke. It's going strong.
Well, I posted on our IG and I said, what do you think these four are doing? Because they went to SNL last weekend.
Right.
Carl, Lindsay, Luke, and Ashley. And they posted a picture. Even Bravo's posting, you know, reposting these photos. And I posted, like, what do you think these guys are doing for New Year's? And Lindsay comments on it and says, yeah, at Luke Goldbranson, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Ask believers. It's real cute. It's real cute.
I have to say, so, you know, we thought we're like, oh, Ashley started this season making it seem like it was a mutual thing of this divorce. Right. And then we go to Uncle Lump's house and it's clear Ashley does not want this divorce because she does not want to be on her own, even though, let's be real, she's been on her own this whole time, but she's not going to have the funds that she had. Like, she doesn't have that teammate. Do I think she was like in love with Michael?
Maybe the idea of Michael.
I think what he provided for her in like almost a father figure way, I think that's what she got from Michael in a sense. And I think that they,
but where's their current standing? Do they still live together?
Well, I did see that there's going to be a season 2 of that Lord of the Rings show. So Michael might be booked.
Oh, sure. Someone's got to watch the kid.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what their status is there. So I don't know, but
do we think they're living in the same place though?
I thought that they were. I feel like she recently moved.
Okay.
Is that I'm making that up though, but I just felt like, do you also know her confessional, like with the blonde hair, and then she's wearing that red shirt and it crosses over and then it's got the cups and it's got this thing up the middle. Wendy is wearing the same thing in this like neon green in one of her confessionals. And it makes me think, and I'm going off on a sidetrack here. Do the housewives all shop at the same place? Like that outfit now that Lisa Giovanni has worn it. No, Lisa wore it. Teresa wore it. Ashley wore it.
The Balenciaga one.
Yeah. It's Mugler.
Oh.
But yes, but it's like they're all wearing these outfits. Like, where do they all shop? The Miami girls, too, they're always wearing like the same things.
I guess it's just designer.
No.
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 Maybe I feel it's designer we just don't know about.
We're Skytop's designer. No. Maybe in the OC. But, you know, it's just very interesting to me that they all kind of like wear very similar items.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a, maybe it's a 2-for-1 deal.
Also, it's just kind of crazy. Let's just like not forget Ashley is 34.
34. And it makes me so sad when she's like, Dean yells like, stop fighting, stop, you know, and like they're her aunt and uncle are just very much like, this is not okay.
Believe in yourself. You can do this on your own. You don't need that Darby.
You don't need him. Okay.
You don't need Darby.
Gollum, get him out of here. Okay. He does. He's not worth it. Maybe he is worth it. I don't know what his price tag is.
I know. It's very cryptic, the whole thing. Okay, let's talk about Robin and Candace and their lunch.
This is also why I was like, okay, maybe Robin has just had a change of tune because obviously something horrific has happened. Her hairdresser's like family were passed in a car accident. And I think she's maybe doing an inventory of like what's important to me now and like let bygones be bygones. Mm-hmm.
They're squashing the drama, you know?
I loved Candace's look here. I thought it was like, it kind of cracked me up. She's wearing this Aaliyah shirt.
Yeah.
And they had to blur Aaliyah out. It's like, ugh,
but they like kept the name.
Yeah. Yeah. But I loved her look here. And, you know, they're squashing the drama.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? Like, why don't you just talk to me? Don't put me on blast. Don't bring speakers to dinners. You know, just be like specific in the future and we can talk this out and be friends. I was so uncomfortable at the joint. Nobody came. Nobody came to the grand opening. And also, the joint sounds like a weed shop. The joint?
Oh, a weed shop? I thought you said wings. I was like, no, I love wings.
A weed shop.
What about
come to like the joint?
What about your joints of your body?
It just sounds like a weed shop.
Well, is that legal? Maybe there's one next door to the Massage Envy that's next door to the joint.
I know. They're very well could be. Also, I loved Mia's cousin/assistant. And then what was this? The deal fell through. I feel like they're laying the groundwork of the brother going to be stealing the money that we know happened in real time. But I think
You mean take exactly. His own money?
Oh,
like I don't think. And it's also interesting, too, because like Karen shows up and she's like, hey, sorry about that. She's like, just kidding. Have a great time. I'm just going to step back over here. I was like, oh. Jeez. No Mia, less.
No one was there.
No one was there. And
her outfit was bad.
The scissors didn't even cut the ribbon. She had to.
That lavender jumpsuit. It just didn't fit her
right.
It was wearing her. Yep. She's got a hot little bod.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And honestly, the less Mia this episode, I was fine with.
I liked her new confessional with the pearls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she can get dressed when she wants to get dressed. Like she, you know, I think she looks great. And then it's like, okay, Giselle, what is Giselle's storyline ever?
That her girls are growing.
Yeah, I was laughing because, okay, Jamal was way more excited to see Cal than I feel like he was excited to see any of his family.
I could not believe. Well, first of all, that she threw a 16th birthday party with kids in one room and her ladies who lunch in the other.
Wait, I kind Jamal of love that. But I also love that she did that because I felt like she was like, look, this is my storyline for the season. I've got to film it, but I'll keep the cameras in this room and you girls and all of you and your friends, you have a fun time. I did kind of like that she respected their space that way.
I don't think she should have had her friends at the party.
Why? You like really hold to a guest list of parties. Like Garcelle can't have her kids at her own birthday party. Like why can't, but like when you get married, your parents aren't going to invite people that you're not close with.
No, I didn't say that. I already have my list.
Okay. But what I'm saying is like, I feel like if she's throwing the party and clearly paying for it, she can invite whoever she wants.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is like your parents, if you're like, hey, you have two tables, they might invite people you're not that close with, but if they're putting money in.
I just didn't like that she had her friends at the party.
Okay. Well, and maybe she didn't want to be there by herself.
I couldn't believe. No, I'm not. I just felt like it was weird for them to have a full table of like 12 of her girlfriends. It felt like two different parties. That's what I'm saying. Okay. And that there was both the girls were 8 pounds. It's Weigelt. Good for her.
I was an 8-pound baby. 8'8".
Yeah, but there was only one of you in there. Not two.
I ate my twin.
28 pounds. I was a 9 pound baby, but
nine?
Yeah.
Nine what?
Two. Like nine something. I can't remember.
Go get your birth certificate right now.
My text mom has these little, they have like these little baby shoes and they're like painted in gold and it says your name and your birth weight.
She's like bronzed them kind of thing.
Yeah. No, they're white and pink and then they're gold handwriting of.
Oh, okay.
The stats. I can't remember right now.
9 pounds.
And then wow. Jamal's like, thanks girls. Not for not going to jail.
Well, I was laughing because Giselle's like, okay, we're just going to give a little speech. Don't worry. We're not going to embarrass you. Jamal, go first. He's like, yeah, thanks for not going to jail. And she's like, And I loved what she said, though. And she was like, you know, I wish I was as confident and strong as you guys are at this age. Like, she's just so proud of her girls. Like, the girls are the best part of Giselle.
I love those girls. And I love the name Grace. I just think it's such a great name.
Mm. It is a nice name.
I love that name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's go to the picnic. It was confusing to me.
I was confused too.
Did they need the tents? It was inside. Did you notice that they
was it catered or was Chris cooking?
Did you notice that they didn't want anyone going up their stairs? So they had
the stanchion?
Yes,
I noticed because Candace had to walk over it. And then I also started thinking because it was like a backyard barbecue, quote unquote. And I was like, okay, Kyle Richards. She's like, what? This is what I wear to a picnic.
I just found it hilarious. And then so the only people that were invited to the party were Ray and Karen, Wendy and Robin. Was Giselle invited?
She was not.
Okay. And no Ashley.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't believe that Giselle was invited. And I don't think Ashley was either.
Okay.
I don't think it was right that Giselle would be invited since, I mean, Ray comes in and basically tells Chris he needs to apologize. And I love what Chris said, like her feelings are her feelings, but like, I'm not apologizing because that's admitting basically that like I was insinuating I was doing something wrong and I didn't. And I agree with him. Why is Ray getting involved?
I was surprised Ray got involved, to be honest.
Ray, go draw a bath. Yeah. Be careful of your hip.
And then, did Wendy and Robin make up?
Okay, Robin really cracks me up because she wants things on camera. Because she comes, you know, Wendy sits down. First off, I loved Wendy's look, by the way. I love this knit yellow on her. I love the hat on her.
Jean shorts.
That was a perfect picnic outfit. Robin's wearing an oversized black t-shirt and bike shorts, but then has like a crystallized cutout butterfly in the center of the shirt. That was a no for me. And I kind of feel like it came with, that was like a twofer deal because it came with that bedazzled sweatshirt that she wore to that lunch with Mia when Mia came all like business ready and Robin was in a bedazzled black sweatshirt. Yeah. I feel like that is a set that goes with that butterfly shirt.
Robin just has that.
She just, it's
in men and clothing.
Oh. What was that?
In men and clothing.
Ugh.
Bad taste.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do I think that? So, Wendy, they made up in the club somewhat, but Robin's kind of like, but you're saying these things and not saying them on camera, basically. And I love that Wendy kind of just was like the bigger person in the sense of like, okay, I'll apologize. I'm apologizing. Like, I miss your friendship. I want to move on.
I feel so bad for Wendy. She has no friends, no alliances. They're literally, she got assaulted on this trip and was the one that had to stay in the hotel.
Such bullshit. Not okay. Such bullshit. I hope that Mia gets it at the reunion. And I feel like it's still going to, we have to help Wendy. We have to help her. She's not good at reunions. She's not good. But I'm glad that they made up. I think that was good. I feel like.
What's happening next?
With?
In Potomac. What's going to happen? What's coming up?
Well, guys, why is Robin telling us we're doing an intimate ceremony? A private ceremony. Karen's asking her about it. Robin, you've dragged us for 7 seasons.
They're not getting married.
That's okay, why. Get at least do a fake thing. You don't sign the paperwork.
Like Bailey, when the sister was trying to withhold the paperwork. Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like, this is such BS. You make us sit through season after season. It's rude.
Katie and Tom,
never turned in that paperwork. Oh God. All right. Well, they did eventually, but yeah. Right. What's. Mm.
But also Robin's going to prolong this so that she can even use this storyline next season.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm over it. I mean, what do we have coming up? So they're going, we know they're going to Mexico, right?
Yes.
Look, I love these women. I think they're really cracking me up, but I need them to be nice to Wendy.
Yeah, and I want more
Candace,
Ashley.
I need Candace and Ashley to be on the same side. Absolutely. I need the breakup of Robin and Giselle.
That will never happen.
It needs
to. They got
the
business.
Though. It needs to happen in the sense of like, Robin, you better watch your job, Robin. This should be a season you're worried about.
I don't think so. I think this is like her best season in a long time.
I thought she came in really strong and now she's bugging me. So I personally am telling her to watch it. It's not going to matter, but I'm just telling her. That's all. I see. All right. Anything else about Potomac?
No, let's take
it. Okay. Can I just make one little statement actually? And this is about Miami, but at one point on Miami, they're on a yacht and they pan over to the water and there's literally that paddle boat that the girls were on in Potomac when they were in Miami.
Oh my gosh.
And I felt that was like an Easter egg for the fans.
Absolutely.
I loved it. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Salt Lake City.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Okay, we are on day two of San Diego. It feels like an eternity.
Okay, here's the thing. This was a supersized episode. Let me tell you what you could have cut out. The entirety of the beach games. Didn't need it. Don't care about sandcastles. Don't care about the jumping on sand. Do not care one little bit.
Even the dinner at the board place kind of felt too long. Like the fighting, it was just back and forth.
Can you explain to me what they're fighting about? We'll get there. I know. We got to start at the beginning. So the girls are, so it's Angie, it's Lisa, and it's Whitney that are by the pool. Angie's like, Whitney, did you work out today? She's just paddling her feet in the water. This is her workout. Queen Lisa Barlow. It was both. It's Meredith's birthday today. It was Lisa's yesterday. It was Baby Gorgeous's the day before.
In real time.
And Lisa says, my workout was running my mouth last night.
Loved it.
Loved it. Also loved when she said, okay, guys, I'm going to go get a Kit Kat and get ready for the day. Put it on a t-shirt. You know, I just love it. And I'm just, it's so interesting because it's like, I feel like it's so easy to be against Heather and Jen.
And is absolutely. That our, who's on their side?
Who's on? Not the doorknob either that gives Heather that black eye.
That's your conclusion.
My theory is she fell.
Yeah. I agree.
I feel like we would have heard about it. At the end of the episode, Jen is with Heather. And I feel like out of any of them, like, what are they trying to insinuate? That was Whitney? I don't think so.
I also feel like it's funny out of all the people they invited. So clearly Heather calls Jen like first thing in the morning to show her the eye.
Right.
And then Meredith comes in and, but I'm like, to me, that was interesting. Meredith out of all of them.
That's their alliance though.
I know.
That's their alliance. Okay. Back to this. So, you know, they're kind of talking about the day before, like, hey, you know, Jen Shaw's basically blacked out. She doesn't remember pushing, you know, they keep, and we keep back.
This is bothering me because they did this Whitney's hot tub house should have been played weeks ago before they went on the trip because they keep referring back to it. Okay. Also, this is the biggest outdoor hot tub I've ever seen in a personal home. Do you agree?
Maybe they just heat their pool up.
It is a huge outdoor hot tub. I mean, there's five of them in there. They have room to do laps.
They do. You're right. It's huge. Could do water aerobics. They could synchronize a swim. Could you imagine?
They keep on referring back to the friendship break. The friendship break, you know.
So here's, you know, okay, with this extra long episode, you're right. We should have gotten a full flashback of the conversation. We could have taken that over the games.
Before they went on the trip, they should have just showed us just 5 minutes of this clip.
Show
not even 5 minutes. It probably would have taken three.
Yeah, three. I mean, somehow we
why
have were to
like why did we get a flashback of Whitney and Meredith or putting away the dishes
to show how awkward it was? I guess
you came early. You came guns blazing.
Yeah, she's like the vibes, and I'm a vibes girl. Okay, so Lisa goes inside. You know, Meredith's there. And, like, Lisa's still trying to be friendly with Meredith, too. She's like, oh, are you going to go get ready? Okay, see you later. And then she's like, fucking Heather, God damn it. And she's like, how are you today? I'm just trying to figure out who my friends are, who are my enemies. But, like, you know me, I forget everything.
And she just, but then she's, like, being pretty honest about the Jen thing. She's like, you know, I think
she is behind everybody's back. She's genuine and honest behind everyone's back, and then changes the story when she's confronted head on.
Right. And she's like, you know, I do agree. Like, I think Jen and Meyer's relationship is toxic. And, you know, she's crying about the Whitney situation. She's like, I haven't even talked to Whitney this trip. And, you know, but I also feel like she revealed Jen and her are drinking friends. They don't have a true deep connection, and that they're just,
and they tell each other friends. Secrets when they're drunk.
Yeah.
And that's what they have on each other. So that's,
and
why
we
she
saw them
her.
Be drunk friends showing their boobies this episode. I mean, they looked like they were great to have a good time, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yep. But I think that's where it is. They've gotten so many drinks together. So many truths have come out that Heather is scared because she knows Jen is so explosive, and she's not a genuine friend with her. They just had too many deep, dark talks over Vita Tequila, probably.
Mm-hmm. So then we skip to Jen and Angie's. So they're in Angie's room. They're hugging. And I'm like, I don't know why you wrote it down too, but this purse stood out to me that said fake on it. And I was like, I wonder if it's Jen's. And she's literally telling us it's fake. And she's like, here, feds, please check this out. It really is a fake.
I know.
But they apologize. You know,
I still wonder. I don't think we discussed this. There had to be a dinghy that got those shoes, right?
It had to be, right? There had to be, because there's no way. I'm like, I would have flipped my shit if somebody did that. I would have freaked out. Like, I would have just been so livid. Maybe even just like a pool. You know how you scoop leaves out of a pool with that,
absolutely,
that net?
They
like,
got
just
that.
Go over and get with a net.
I wonder, would it sink quickly? I guess it matters what kind of shoe.
I'm not sure. I'm poor.
I'll never forget when our friend Leslie, she wore stiletto high heels into
leather,
the pool.
Patent leather peep toe. Slingbacks.
Into the pool in Las Vegas. Like, wore them for hours in the pool. Then, and peeing on him.
And then at 5 a.m. had to leave and left her cell phone and just one shoe. She Cinderella'd us. She Cinderella'd us. God bless. God bless.
Okay.
But yeah.
Here in the Turks and Queso.
Book me a ticket now to Turks and Queso. All I can eat cheese on an island. Fondue. Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds great. I love when housewives like get it wrong too. And they're like, don't use that. And then like the editors are like, so we're going to use like Lisa's interview. So they're all going down to the beach.
I did like this beach genie idea though.
Sure. But I would like
them to set it up for me. That'd be great.
Okay, here's all I was thinking. I'm like, okay, I could just picture Meredith is so fucking embarrassed. She is
absolutely
they've set up games, and the guy had too much energy. It's like, hey, John, chill the fuck out. Okay, we get it. You took some happy juice earlier, and you're really excited. And he's shouting like on the beach. And
he probably owned the company.
I'm sure. I'm just saying he was like, there's just people walking around on the beach. It's not like a private area. And I know Meredith is like,
horrified.
She's horrified. She's disgusted. Yeah. She's disengaging from this. She is so horrified by this whole thing and is like, I am not participating in this.
Well, she didn't participate in the surfing, but we know she has no rhythm. We saw her try to twerk. We've seen her try to dance. That's why she goes in the bathtub, because she needs to loosen up her joints.
She just wants to float.
Yeah.
big fan of floating. Okay. So the first.
Cast is like very physical with each other. And even like they're like super aggressive. Like Whitney, like,
why did she do this
sandcastle?
Why did she do that? Have they been drinking at this point? Like, I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, this would actually annoy me if you ruined my sandcastle. I'd be annoyed.
Then like Jen is like pushing Whitney
body
in the sack races. Like the bubble soccer game. They're like, fuck yeah. Like we can crush each other. I don't know.
Yeah,
literally, we've seen Jen push Lisa Barlow. We've seen Whitney and Heather. It is a very like,
Like Jen going after
physical in a lot of ways.
When they were doing the flashbacks of like Jen and how she's kind of wronged every person on that trip, I'm like, everything is her almost getting physical or getting slightly physical.
Do you think Meredith was also pissed that she didn't get to go to the lunch at World Famous, where I've eaten at that restaurant?
Yeah, I figure when that popped up, I was like, Mary's going to be like, I've been there.
You've never been there?
I have. Yeah. I also laugh too, because I feel like San Diego is so different. Like when you go, like when you're in LA, I feel like you're like, okay, we got to get filming permits. We got to do this. I feel like in San Diego and like the Mission Beach, Pacific Beach area, you can walk up to the front and be like, hey, we're filming Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Can we film in your restaurant? They'd be like, oh my God, come on in. Yes.
Also, I thought it was funny. They were making it seem like that was a sea restaurant. Like, didn't someone get like crab ravioli or something?
Meatballs, crab stuffed mushroom.
It's like a breakfast joint.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like
I think kind of I like, only went there for breakfast.
Yeah, like I feel like it's like kind of casual food.
I like remember going there for breakfast. That was in 2008, so
maybe they've changed. They might have changed things.
But
I just
feel like famous
Meredith managed to like basically. I mean, when they were doing the sandcastle too, like the girls are like getting into it, and Meredith has walked. Now Meredith is slow in things. Like I feel like she's just as always like this. But the walk to the ocean to get water, which she was like, we have 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to take 2.5 minutes to get to the ocean and 2.5 minutes to get back.
didn't want to be a part of it.
Did not want. She's like, I thought we were going to like a hotel beach lounge, drink in my hand with an umbrella.
And she should have maybe gone to like the La Valencia.
Go to just any hotel that day.
Yeah. Just, I guess they have a pool at the house. So,
and whatever, either way. So we've got surfing. Whitney, she'd rather drown in the ocean than go to lunch. And then I laughed too, because they were like, okay, get the things on. She's like, I'll just wear, like, I love that they were probably like, look, we'll wear all of your shirts to give you more branding, but we're not putting the wetsuits on.
It's pretty cold there, though.
I took surfing in college.
How many times did you show up?
Once.
Did you get the one unit?
Yes, because what I did at the end was I brought them a ton of food on the last day. My big sis in the sorority said, oh, if you don't go, this is what you do. And I go, thank you. It's too freaking cold. You buy them like a bunch of food and drink or whatever. And you say, hi, I'm in this class, but it's too cold. And they gave me an A. I bribed them.
Great.
Take away my diploma. I'm admitting to fraud. Lock me up. Clink, clink, bitch. But the lunch, I'm like, I would have rather been surfing. This lunch was toxic and terrifying for me.
They need to take off their sunglasses. We can't see what's going on. We need to see the eyes. Also, how do they not know that Jen is allergic to shellfish? I feel like that's a really bad friend not to know that.
I feel like it's a new thing.
Well, they did say it, I think, for Coach Shaw's party when they were taste testing.
Oh, okay. I guess it's...
Wait, I've been taking those pills that you told me to take.
Oh, the Ginkgo biloba? Yeah, how's that helping?
I think it's working.
Yeah? Are you remembering? Look, you're right. How did you remember?
I think it is working.
Did you really buy them?
Oh, yeah. I take two a day.
Did you use my code?
First thing in the morning.
Did you use my code Courtney20? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Really Wait, that's working. Exciting. I'm good. I'm glad. Okay. So...
Jen okay, is, so the yeah, Jen's was like down. Immediately like, guys, you know, I just threw that champagne to lighten up the room. Everyone took such offense to it. Angie and I are in a great place. We've been best friends for 20 years. You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. And Heather kind of is like, okay, like I feel it's so interesting because I'm like, okay, Lisa and Heather are on the same side. Why can't Heather be in this spot with Lisa? Like, she's so obsessed with taking Lisa Barlow down. I'm like, but this is like where you should be. Like, and Lisa's but at I felt this like lunch to support they, you.
They were on the same team for this lunch. And they prefaced right. it as, you know, Lisa Barlow was like, well, what would you like out of today? And Heather said at breakfast, like, you know, I'd like to talk to Jen and just put everything out on the line. And, you know, I'm not going to take an ultimatum and... You know, I want right. to be honest about our relationship and have a good chat.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, why can't it remain in this sense? Because then it just went like off the rails like later, you know? So, you know, Heather is kind of like, do you think our relationship is toxic? And Jen, first off, we used this line on the podcast before, but I called us sandals, you know? But but Jen's like, yeah, you flip-flop. You flip-flop so often, you should be wearing flip-flops. I know. And it's like, you don't hold her accountable. And if I have to hear the term ride or die,
you're either Heather's I'm either your ride or die or you're dead to me.
It's like, no, that's not true, Heather.
I know
it's never true, but you know. And she's like, here's the thing, like, we were laughing, we were having a fun time throwing shoes off the yacht, and like Lisa's face is kind of like, wait, what? Like, oh, you guys did throw the like, she's like, what the fuck? And she's just saying what? And she's like, you know, but those shoes, if that wasn't me, it could have been me. You could have thrown my shoes off. Like, that's terrifying and toxic. Right. Jen Shaw is like, I am not terrifying and toxic.
And I'm like, your nose just grew, Pinocchio. I'm like shocked that we didn't hear any rumors about this or didn't hear anything about this. But then she says, you know what? I tried to commit suicide. You know, they were dragging my family down.
She's talking about Angie and Chris with the Shaw exposed.
Yeah. She brings up, you know, everyone's dream bringing my family, my kids. And you know what? They weren't even going to have a mom. Sharif wasn't going to have a wife. Coach had to, you know, kick down the door, and she was in the hospital for 2.5 days. And like literally Heather and Jen, thank God they're so smart. And they're just like,
and Lisa, yeah.
Sorry, Heather and Lisa are so smart and they're just like, okay,
like we didn't. Well, what are you going to say? I mean, now listen, do I think something could have happened like that? Sure. I'm not like discrediting what she said, but to me, it felt like she was like, I am backed up against a wall. This is like my, basically I'm throwing everything that's like that I can. It just felt so manipulative to say it this way. Even when she walked away, she's like, what? So then finally, when I do kill myself, everybody would be like, I guess she wasn't lying. It's like, that's so like,
it got really kinda, dark, it just got and so yucky dark.
And I don't like that she was using, it's like, she's like baiting them with like whatever happened. It's just, that wasn't okay. And it's, yeah, like, and Lisa was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that's like why you were in the hospital. And they're trying to tell her like that we want to be your friend. What we're saying is your behavior is not acceptable. And again, Shaw exposed, see, like to me, unless there were other things that happened, was just in the name. It was really just a place to talk shit on Lisa.
I just, this just got so dark so quickly and you don't want to say anything.
It's controversial, I think. I mean, you know, and so then they're like driving home and like the other girls are in like a, I don't know, like an SUV and they're in the van and it's just like, it's so awkward. Right.
And they're just trying to console her. They did the best job they could.
I'm saying like, it just was like an awkward thing. Cause they're like, now, wow. Like the stakes have risen for them. Right. Like, what do you say in that situation? You're like, oh my God, I don't want to cause any sort of pain on you. I'm so sorry this happened. Like, I just, okay, we're your friends. Okay.
But once again, Jen Shaw,
what?
She, you know, she's just manipulative. She got away with it.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay. What did Dana say too when she said she's like, Jen stole something? And she's like, what else? That's not the only thing she stole or something. Like, and she's like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Please, God, dear God, please don't put it on there. You put it on there. Oh God, she's going to come after me. So then they're all getting ready for this dinner and it's Marilyn Monroe theme. And to surprise, to nobody's actual surprise, Whitney's a big fan of Marilyn Monroe.
These were the worst wigs ever. Whitney looks like Cruella DeVille.
Whitney's just like, it's just melting. Like the curls can't say that, they're just falling in front.
Meredith looks like a blonde Renna. Jen Shaw looks like a Barbie.
She brought her own wig too.
I like that Lisa, like, I liked her outfit, but
I liked Meredith's too.
Also, I'm like, okay, Heather and Whitney, you actually have blonde hair. Couldn't we have worked with your own hair?
I think they had been drinking. I think Whitney went on to Amazon.com.
She did.
I know, but I'm saying search Marilyn Monroe wigs and was like, seven, please.
I think she searched Cruella DeVille wigs.
Let's see what happens if you...
Horrible.
Can I get you a Marilyn Monroe wig?
I would love to see it.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Then we're getting margarita flights. We're at our charcuterie place.
This place. I'm like, I'm sorry. I find it very weird when they're getting dressed up to go to a dinner that is not in theme. Like, it's not like it's, and if maybe if it was like a bachelorette party, that's totally different, right? We're on a bachelorette party. We're getting like, we're doing a theme tonight and then we're like going to dinner, but it's like, this place did not seem like a party vibe at all. Yeah. And it was very strange. And I'm like, and then I get it. You guys love a charcuterie board. I'm like, that's why you're all eating pizza later, because nobody ate any food at this place.
I know. And so then Whitney's like, so like, how was the day, ladies? Are you guys in a better place now? Can I just ask you, are things different?
Those are better
than what they got. And then Jen's like, oh, okay, Whitney, you're just digging. Well, I'll tell you, I tried to commit suicide.
She's like, what? And that's why I'm like, she's using this as a manipulation tactic. And again, she could have done whatever she tried to do. And I, you know, it's just like, when you say that kind of stuff, you're basically saying like, you can't say anything negative towards me or even constructive or whatever, because I'm going to use this as like a trump card every single time. Yeah. And now I'm going to make you feel bad about everything. And it's like, that doesn't work. And then
this Whitney Heather fight was so obnoxious.
This was like Heather and Kelly when they're like, who?
Yeah.
Right.
And Team Whitney, she's like, I've told you multiple times and you don't hear me. You're not listening to me. You deflect and then you leave. And I've tried and tried, and it's on you now, Heather. And Heather's like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know
about?
We weren't friends, but yeah, she hasn't called me and we haven't talked. So I didn't know anything was wrong, except that there's definitely something wrong because we don't talk anymore.
And I heard about the hot tub, the giant hot tub that you do swimming laps in, and there's a friend break. And, you know, like this.
The problem is Whitney can't fight and Heather shuts things down. So Whitney's like, you're not listening to me. And then Heather's like, okay, speak. And she's like, no, I already tried, Heather. And she's like, well, say what you want, Whitney. And she's like, I have. And she's like, what did you say? And she's like, you're not listening to me. And she's like, right. Okay. I'm like, this is like Dana in the middle.
Everyone, like, oh, everyone be quiet so I can hear Whitney.
But then she does go so patronizing and she gets like passive aggressive with it. And it's like,
but then she also like doubles down and is like, well, you know what, Lisa Barlow, no one has said more bad things about you than Whitney Rose.
And Lisa's like, why did I get dragged into this? I feel like, and then she's so funny. She's like, I feel like Heather and Whitney are fighting and they're at the state fair. And like the prize is me, the plushie. Like, God, I love her so much.
And then I felt like we got a little bit more clarity on like Whitney's abuse too. Like, I don't know, like Whitney's like, well, I'm putting up a boundary because it hurts and you laid a hands on me and I said I had childhood abuse and, you know, you're just letting me down, Heather.
And she keeps calling, Heather keeps calling it bullshit. And she's like, stop calling this bullshit. She's like, it seems like bullshit. But she's like, but you're diminishing. She can't communicate it out, but she's trying to say like, every time you call it bullshit, you're diminishing my feelings and what I, and what I've gone through. And that's what she's trying to say. But like, neither of them can communicate this. And at some point, it's just like, please stop.
Heather's like, I even have your products in my store. And now you've climbed up Lisa's asshole. And that's the whole point of this. She's like, you have taken Lisa Barlow's side over me, Whitney. And I know, you know how many times I've been in your hot tub and we've talked shit about Lisa Barlow. Like,
I also feel like it's such an underlying thing too, because it's like they can't break the fourth wall, but they both had decided at one point, like, okay, we're going to take this storyline that Angie H told us about the blowjobs for Jazz tickets. And then all of a sudden Heather was like, I feel like Heather decided she didn't want to talk about it anymore. Same thing with like Meredith, you know, Meredith's trying to go over to Whitney's to kind of drop it because they all know that Whitney's like the dum-dum of the group. And that she'll say it all.
I agree.
And so it's all this fourth wall breaking that they cannot talk about.
And I also feel like Heather's like, Whitney, you know what? You're like lower than me.
You're a little girl.
Completely.
Say it, Mary. Say it.
Little girl.
Give me more.
Little girl.
There we go. Oh, that
little girl.
I felt that one. That was good.
And then poor Whitney's like, Heather, look at me. Can you hear my voice?
Heather, look at me, Heather. I have feelings, Heather.
You're a great Whitney.
You really do. Heather, this is a really big deal, Heather.
Someone was talking about the Salt Lake City accent.
Oh,
you're nailing it.
Watch a Sister Wives, guys. If you guys are into it, I will ask my mom if she wants to come on and talk some Sister Wives.
Today, you know.
Mary.
Cody.
He's got one wife. It's just called wife now.
But do you think he'll get more?
No, I don't think he wants to deal with it at all.
So he only has Robin.
He's got Robin. So Janelle, it was announced. So this week's up, you guys. I'm just sorry.
Janelle was announced and then Mary announced today. But Cody left her.
Like, please. Cody left her when she catfished a thing, and Mary's literally been holding on and just supporting the family and is like, one day he'll come back. It's like, Mary, go be at your B&B and go live your best life.
Do you follow Zachariah?
We do, right? Because he's obsessed with him.
I think he is so funny, and he's obsessed with Sister Wives and him breaking it down. I just like giggle in my bed. I don't even watch a show, but I'm fully up to date because of him.
Kate Casey also had Christine on her podcast like a week or two ago.
Yes.
And it's just like, I'm like, okay, here's what I want. Next season, I want a spinoff of Janelle and Christine moving back to Utah. I don't want to hear about Grody. I don't want to hear about Sobin. I don't want to hear about Coyote Pass. I want to watch these two date and like live their lives. Freedom.
Could they be neighbors?
100%. I would love for them to live in the same house. I could see them being best friends.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yep. Okay. Back. Well, if people want it, I'm happy to do a deep
okay,
dive.
Okay. We go to the club. We go. We eat.
Have you been to that club before?
No.
Okay. So they got a table at the club. Then they're like, "Where's Whitney?" Like, and she's dancing with Lisa. It's like, all right, relax, Heather. And then I'm like, all I know is I'm like, they're pissed because Heather and Dana got on like the stage to dance there, and I know that the other girls are like,
I also don't know. You know, Whitney's genuinely like crying at the table, and then you just go out and club. I just couldn't do that. That would be in such a funk. I wouldn't have fun.
Well, they were at the bar at the restaurant for a while too, because Heather's like, Jen knows. Once I'm done, I'm done. Like, we all have watched you. We know you're not. You're never done. You literally have told half this cast that they've lost you, and here you are back again.
I think Heather's going to have a really bad reunion.
She has a bad reunion every season. She's on an horrible apology tour. Bad Mormon, bad reunion. You know, yeah. So then I was cracking up though, because again, yeah, they're starving. That pizza looked delish. They're all eating it. They get back to the house. Heather and Jen just kind of take their tops off. They're living their best life. All I'm thinking is like, Jen's lawyers must be like, what the fuck? Like every episode, it can't get worse.
I loved it. They were little exhibitionists. They were showing their tits. They were dry humping. They were touching tits.
Titty pops.
I just think they were being giggle monsters.
Oh, I feel like they're having the best time for sure. I would like, this is like something silly. I mean, I don't know about tits out and stuff, but like how drunk and silly we would be on like a girls trip, you know, but no cameras because again, your life should never be filmed when you're wasted. Okay. So then they're
I'd literally die if I had to rewatch any of this.
It's like, that's like why they invented like blacking out or browning out, you know, so that you're like, oh, you don't have to relive it.
They invented it.
So God did. Is it Einstein? Was it Einstein?
They invented brownie out and blacking out. It's literally your body shutting down because you consumed too much alcohol.
Someone had to discover it. Okay. They're like, hello, I'd like to submit this for the Nobel Peace Prize. I've invented a new system where you never have to remember your embarrassing
Oh God, stop.
Never have to.
So they keep on giving a timestamp. It's like 3:24, 3:28. But so finally at 3:28, Heather gets in her room. And at 4:50 a.m., someone is trying to get in. 7 hours later. Meredith, come to my room. 11:34. You guys are scaring me, Heather. I mean, Meredith's like, what's going on?
You're like, sit down. Meredith, you have to sit down. You got to sit down right now.
I know. And then she has scrapes and a black eye.
And it looks like it's almost like a bite mark. I think that there's like two separate incidents. Okay. I think they were horsing around drunkenly, and that's where like the scratches come from.
Okay.
Like somebody grabbed
Jen came to her room at 4:50 in the morning.
I think it's Jen. Mm-hmm. And then I think what happened too is like there's two separate incidents, and then she tripped, fell her eye.
That black guy showed up pretty quick.
She probably hit it hard. I don't know why I had to hit my eye to like prove it, but
I don't know how fast the black guy shows up.
I mean, okay, I'll be honest. Like, I've fallen in the shower before and I've hit the bar there, and I had a mark very quickly. I think it's your eye, like your face is very sensitive, I feel.
Oh, I mean, I've definitely had some
bumps and bruises, if you will. Now look, they got me. I'll be back next week. I know. And do I think we'll ever find out what happened? No. Here's what's
going
to
happen. You don't even think she remembers?
No. I think we're going to see the footage like next week, like 4:54. And you're just going to hear, ah!
Yeah.
Like she fell. It's just going to be a sound effect that we hear.
If it is good, wow, we were going to be overwhelmed.
Wow.
But I think you're right.
I can't imagine that there hasn't been, if somebody was going to be like, because at that point, if that's happening, that person has to get off the cast. Like, that's not okay. So the fact that like nobody was fired or there wasn't any inkling, nobody heard anything. I don't believe. But I'm happy to be proven. No, I'm not happy to be proven wrong. I'm just, if there's a different situation, then okay.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Well, anything else, Mary?
No, I'll see you next week.
See you next week. I can't wait to hear how you've caught up on all the shows. Hope everybody has a great rest of their week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.